Entergy is reporting 16,000 customers in Louisiana are without power because of the severe weather that rolled through southeast Louisiana last night. Tangipahoa Parish has numerous trees down, and they've delayed the start of school. Small business owners are keeping an eye on Baton Rouge now that the legislative session is underway.
Leah Long, the state director of the National Federation of Independent Business, says small business owners have a laundry list of items for lawmakers to address in this session.
Continuing to lower the personal income tax rate and continue to make the state fiscally responsible, which in return will allow them to do that.
Long says navigating Louisiana's complex sales tax code continues to be a burden for small business owners, which is why she's advocating for a centralized sales tax.
Making it easier where there's one place that they can collect and remit is going to make it so much easier for all these small business owners.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
A bill advancing to the Senate floor would allow the Louisiana Wildlife Fisheries Commission to establish a recreational alligator hunting season. LDWF Secretary Tyler Bosworth says there's a commercial alligator hunting season, which the reality show Swamp People made popular, but they want to open it up to 5,000 recreational hunters.
Folks from out of state, other folks here that see the shows like Swamp People, and they want to engage in this activity. It's very cultural. There's a heritage behind it that people want to experience.
A lottery would determine who can hunt alligators. Pelicans won last night. They beat the Toronto Raptors 122-111. Trey Murphy had 28 points. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo on Tix FM.